We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spring Football Podcast number 4, 2021. Now joined by Husky assistant coach Akaika Malloy. We've called him that for a while now. But now he's also outside linebackers coach, yes. Akaika Malloy. What's the change been like so far, Akaika?
It's been awesome. It's been a great transition. You know, I think the defensive staff as a whole, including Coach Lake, made it kind of a smooth one. You know, that is the position that I played here. Uh-huh. So it was kind of fun to get back to that part. But, you know, we are always in that next man up type of attitude. So, you know, my knowledge of the outside backer play was enough to move it to that position. Coach Gregory, Coach Harris, Coach Brown, those three guys have been schooling me on coverages to get me up on at least to par to where everybody else is. But working with these guys, what a great bunch of guys, and kind of leading them in a forward direction, you know, as we get better during spring.
Yeah. It seems like coverage is maybe the biggest difference. Is that the biggest difference between those two positions?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the pass rush stuff, playing the run, you know, the physicality of the game, you know, that part was an easy carryover. But just the coverage part in terms of vocabulary, in terms of technique and how we do it and when we do it, you know, those are the things that I had to kind of grind on my own and with the help, obviously, of the staff, but on my own before being a coach with these guys.
Tell me the evolution as to how you ended up out there. Did Jimmy approach you? Did you approach him? How did this happen?
I think it was all-encompassing. You know, it was Coach Gregory, Coach Lake, myself, you know, just being able for me to take that next step, you know, having progress with my goal, wanting to be a defensive coordinator, you know, having the ability to call it from the back end, call it from the front end, you know, it just makes me more well-rounded as a coach. But, you know, also not losing expectations of what that position requires. You know, we're not going to take a step back right, for the sake of myself. You know, so we just have to make sure we evaluated that part of it and that I can fill that role. And that's kind of how it came about, as well as, you know, Coach Rip. You know, Rip mm-hmm. did such a great job as a quality control person. That he being elevated to my old position, that was probably one of the easiest transitions.
One of the things I love following you on social media is seeing some of your super early morning posts. Yeah. Now you get the sunrise coming up over the scoreboard at Husky Stadium, and just from a gratitude standpoint,
yep,
you seem so grateful to have had this career doing this. Yeah. Do you find yourself more grateful for this spring ball now that you're doing something that was taken away last year?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, I always use the term get your mind right.
Yeah.
You know, I like using that. And that's all part of it, you know, from the time I get up and started with my own worship to then taking appreciation of where I'm at, you know, at this great university. And I was about to go out in the field. I mean, I'm here 3 hours early and looking at this site that I'm about to take part in. You know, very grateful for that. And then on top of that, now you add on the pandemic. Yeah. Us being able to be with these kids in person again, you know, that we're all getting tired of, but I've been tired of some Zoom meetings and I wanted in-person contact. I think we all want in-person contact. So even that I'm grateful for it as well. But each day, you know, those posts, just a slight view into my mind and how I view each day and knowing that I'll have a chance to make a difference with many kids' sons,
yeah,
you know, from all different parts of the country. And, you know, I don't take that lightly. You know, parents are putting their sons' futures in our hands, whether yes, it be on the field or off the field. And, you know, I want to make sure I put my best foot forward from when I recruited them to now coaching them. And when they leave, we're adding value to their lives, much like their parents should expect.
Yeah, that's awesome. You said something about 3 hours early.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what's your morning routine? I always like asking people who I look up to that I think are successful people, yeah, how do you start your day every day? So give me the timeline.
Okay.
When's the alarm go off, and what's the morning routine?
My alarm usually goes off somewhere around 4.
Whew.
And I'll get up around 4:30. I'll start off my day with worship. I usually worship for about 30 to 40 minutes, and I'll try to get on a Peloton before I get to work. You know, partly because, you know, these kids, which I really, really appreciate, when our practices are done, they're coming up to our offices, and they want extra coaching. They want extra meetings. So we lose time here as coaches trying to work out throughout the day. So I try to catch it all on the front end. You know, I usually get to work somewhere between 6:30 and 7, depending on the day. Go through my day, leave the office, you know, somewhere between 6:30 and 7 at night, get home, and then I got to change my mindset. Now I got to be a husband, got to be father, and you got to be locked in. You know, that's the hardest part for us as coaches is we're so exhausted, but it doesn't count at home. You know, my 2-year-old daughter could care less what happened at work. You know, she wants her dad there. And then, you know, selfishly, my wife wants her husband. You know, so we got to clue into that. And hopefully I can get to bed. I usually try to get to bed between 9 and 10, somewhere between that. Hopefully my daughter's not putting me to bed, but and then get up and do it again the next day. You know, just always in that mindset of trying to get everything on the front end with workout and worship, being present, whether I'm at work or at home, and then finishing the day with being grateful.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great stuff. Okay, so you're in a different room now, outside linebacker's room, and this is a room that I think Husky fans are really excited about.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent, and that talent has a lot of diversity. You got some older guys, younger guys, explosive pass rushers, some guys that are capable of doing different things. And I think let's start with the guy that flashed in an enormous way last year in Zion Tupuola-Fatui, a guy from Hawaii. Yep. You've got a connection to him in that way. But he basically, from other people's perspective, from the outside, he came out of nowhere. Now he's been probably grinding in order to take advantage of the opportunity that came when Liatu Latu was not able to go.
Right.
But ZTF, in the small sample size of a 4-game season, looked like an All-American. It's hard not to get excited about his potential when he does that.
Correct. You know, and he did what you said. He took advantage of an opportunity. That's what we call luck, when opportunity meets preparation. And that only just talks about the depth of that room. You know, we had Liatu Latu, which I think also had that caliber of having a chance at the next level, and Zion was behind him. And then when Zion came about, the fans really got to see what we saw as a freshman, you know, and he had the best reps ever because his scout team was going against Trey Adams, you know, so he had NFL caliber on that side, as well. Caleb McGarry was on the other side.
Right.
So you can't get two better guys to go against in terms of pass rush, in terms of run, you know, so I think Husky fans got a glimpse of what they will see. And he's only getting better. You know, he's added on the size. He's added, you know, he's up to 280 already. And, you know, and for him to be able to move, he can drop in coverage. He can play a 3-point stance, and obviously he can rush the passer. So he has all the tools that will take him to the next level. It's just for us getting better in the physicality part of it, and he knows that. You know, we want to develop his strength and his physique as well as his striking ability. And I think fans will kind of slot him as one of the better ones outside.
What about also now that he's in the latter half of his time on Montlake, leadership and bringing some of the younger guys along?
Yeah. So he and Zion and Ryan Bowman have done a great job leading this unit. You know, they would do extra meetings and whatnot. The freshmen, you know, to my surprise, are very mature. You know, Cooper is very, very mature, and you wouldn't know that he's a redshirt freshman the way he carries himself. You know, you got so much talent like Savelle Smalls. Mm-hmm. You got Jordan Lolohea and Braylon Trice as well. So I think our room is really, really deep. Then we added on, you know, we were lucky enough to get Jeremiah Martin, who's transferring for Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Very gifted athlete, learning our package in spring ball. I mean, to give you an idea, we've installed, you know, almost 35 different calls for him in a matter of 5 practices. You know, so you know, you can tell how intelligent he is to kind of pick up on everything. Not to say he's perfect now, but to kind of grasp that information, transfer from what he had, and then put it on field. So I am really excited about my room and the depth that we have. They're actually learning both positions and all positions in case someone goes down, mm-hmm. you know, next man up, and doesn't have to be only geared towards one position. They can play on both outsides, and a guy like Ryan Bowman as well as Cooper McDonald can actually move inside as well.
When we talked to Ryan Bowman early last season, when we learned there was going to be a season, and we talked to him about what his process had been like through the pandemic, I just heard intensity and laser focus, and a guy that was like, okay, I can't work on my game. I'm going to get in the weight room. I'm going to eat 3 pounds of beef a day. I'm going to eat 2 pounds of rice a day. I'm going to be a shredded 285. I'm going to throw weight around. And the energy that he had when he spoke was infectious to me. Yeah. Tell me, is that just who he is at this point? And what's that do to the rest of the room?
I think that's who he is. He's a no-nonsense guy. You know, I think that's kind of upbringing. Hmm. You know, I had the pleasure of coaching his older brother, Shane Bowman, and Shane was the same way. You know, he would do whatever you ask him to do as long as he's progressing towards something. There was never a time where he didn't have something that he could do, and Ryan is the exact same way. You know, when you talk about workouts on and off the field, extra workouts after practice, he's out there working on his pass rush inside his extra meetings. He eats right. I mean, he eats right and takes care of his body. That's the guy. You know, he's the true blue-collar guy. And those are the ones that you want people to follow. And like you mentioned, that's contagious. It's very contagious for a guy to have that attitude every single day. And I think for how young my room is, perfect guy to have in our room.
I know fans are always excited to hear about Sevel Small's progression and his development as a local kid, highly touted recruit, and chose to stay home. What can you tell us about Sevel at this point through camp and what you look forward to out of his 2021 goals?
Yeah, well, for going in, well, spring ball, you know, he is developing a different side of him. You know, you're going to see him a lot more physical in the run. He's very focused now. This kid is very, very smart. He knows the playbook. He actually can play both positions. But what he wanted to add on to his game is striking ability, being able to strike on blocks, get off blocks, and not just be known as a speed pass rusher. And then on that part of it, he will work with Zion, he will work with Rhino, and just work in the hand fights part of it. So he does a good job trying to develop himself. I think as we get to camp, you're going to see a different person. He will be a little bit bigger, stronger. He gets with the strike ability that we want, so he can play both strong side and weak side, but without losing the speed. And I think pass rush is what everybody sees. He won't lose his speed in pass rush.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. Akaika, before I let you go, I just want to ask a little bit about your former room, because you still know those guys out there, the defensive linemen, which, you know, we've looked at them as young guys forever. Now they're veterans. Tuli and Taki, Fatui Tuitele got a little bit of reps last year and all this stuff. It looks like we're doing more three down linemen sets than we have in the past. So what do you see in the evolution of this defense as it tries to stop the run in a league where, other than Washington State, you got a lot of teams that love to pound the football?
Yes. Yeah, we're kind of moving towards a pro-style offense, especially with the coordinators that we have now in our league. It's cool to watch, you know, the room that I left and how they matured and they grew up, and now they're the older of the group, like you mentioned. So now we're going to lean on those guys. They were the younger, and we were leaning on outside backers and safeties and DBs, and now those guys can be the ones to stop the run. And I actually entered the room now of the younger group, but I think they're in better hands with Coach Roaring. I mean, Rip is a hell of a coach. He's very, very smart. He has a lot of energy, and he's bringing new things to the table for them. You know, so for them, that's the best of two scenarios, because they already got what I could provide for them to get them to the best that they can be. And now they're going to add on because of all the new ideas that Coach Rip Roaring has. And that group will not surprise people. I think they'll meet up to expectations of what we anticipate death row defense to look like.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Last thing for you, just jog my memory. You said in a press conference recently that you thought Braylon Trice has the potential to be every bit as good, if not better, than Joe Tryon. And when people hear that, they get really excited now because that November of 2019 that Joe Tryon had was one of the most productive seasons that you can remember of a guy coming off the edge in just, you know, three or four games. So those are big words now. What makes you say what you said about Braylon Trice?
Because of the things that you see, the tools that he has on the field. You know, I meet with him on a daily upstairs. So upstairs, you know, he understands a lot of football. You know, the want that he has to be successful. But the tools that he has is exactly like what Joe Tryon had. You know, so if we can develop it, you know, to me, that's really putting my money where my mouth is, right?
Yeah.
You know, I got to make sure he can get to that point where all of his potential is reached. And, you know, like, I really believe this. I do think he'll be the next Joe Tryon, if not better, because of his size, his tool set, and more so his mindset.
Oh, that's awesome. Akaika, I think it's the first time I've seen you in person since signing day 2020.
Yes.
So, like, it's awesome to see you.
Awesome.
Welcome, you know, back into all this normalcy with spring ball. At least it's step one of normalcy. And thank you so much for the time. It's great to see you.
Appreciate it, bro. Tony, thank you. It's a pleasure. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.